Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 157, Into His Presence Would I Enter Now? It says this, that from this day forth, our ministry takes on a genuine devotion. A glow will travel from our fingertips to those we touch, and it will bless everyone that we look upon. And this vision will reach everyone we meet, everyone we even think of, or who thinks of us. This is a real turning point in the curriculum, because we are beginning to understand that God's will is our will, and our will is God's will. This doesn't seem to make sense when the things that we want to have happen don't happen, or they seem delayed, or sometimes impossible. Today, let's put down all defenses, all definitions, all perceptions. Let us turn inward and go to that place where the power of God dwells within us, where we would enter His presence, where we would join Him in all that we are and all that was created within us. As we go to this place that is within us, we remember that His love is certain and His knowledge and wisdom is all-encompassing. You see, the reason things get delayed or even seem impossible is because we have defined our situation. A Course in Miracles teaches us that if we decide, we will be wrong because we cannot know the divine orchestration of all things, past, present, and to come. If we could just acknowledge this, that from our place of awareness, we cannot know what needs to happen to ensure our happiness. But there is one who knows. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the higher part of your own divine wisdom, always eager and ready to help, standing by, waiting for a genuine invitation. Love will never attack your mind, and it will stand by, and it will wait until it is eagerly welcomed without resistance. Anytime we hold fear in our mind, or we start plotting out the answer, or deciding what we must do in order to bring something about, this is resistance. This means that we want to do it ourselves, and therefore divine love will wait until it is welcomed. And when it is welcomed, this is when the healing occurs. When we enter into the presence of God that we are one with, and we go without agenda, without resistance, and we let the future go, and we completely forgive the past. In this holy instant of time, this is where we will understand that our will is God's will, and God's will is our will. In fact, when we join our will with His, understanding that He loves us, He wants us to have everything. When we join our will with His, without agenda, without resistance, then what we are asking for must be given. This isn't even done with words. It's done with your own heart. If there's a joyful idea in your heart today, this is sufficient. This type of communication is all that is needed to hold a happy, joyful idea in your heart and just feel the happiness as it swirls around it. And then offering it to the Creator, but joining your will with His, understanding that His will is what will determine what needs to happen, in what timing, and how things will unfold. Into His presence would I enter now.